I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the fine 1-0 victory in the second leg of the playoff semi-final. Mark, congratulations. Playoff final.
Yeah, when we were stood here sort of 6 months ago, you know, if anyone would have said we'd be going in, you know, next time we're here, we'd be winning the game and going to a playoff final after beating Ferriby for the fourth time in a row. You know, people maybe would have thought you were crazy, but no, fantastic achievement by this group of players. We stuck to a game plan well in the first half and restricted them to very little, and then in the second half when our chance came, Wayne took it magnificently.
Yeah, it was a super goal from Wayne Brooksby, and one more, not one could be more deserving really for the former Ferriby man.
No, I think it was disgraceful the way that he was targeted throughout the game. You know, the challenge on him, which left him with a lump the size of a golf ball on his jaw, was just not what's called for. But every time Wayne got the ball, he was kicked at, he was hacked, he was elbowed, but he just kept picking himself off the ground. And if there was one player deserving of a goal today, it was Wayne Brooks, because he just kept going. So yeah, fantastic performance from Wayne, great goal, and yeah, that was the final nail in their coffin really.
It was a cagey first half though. They had a lot of possession, a lot of the ball. Yeah, did you go defensive? Did you park the bus?
Not really, no. We knew what they'd come at us with. You know, they probably felt they had a chance because they got out of jail in the first game. You know, we could have won 5 or 6-0 really. So they knew they had to come at us and get an early goal, and thankfully we stopped that. We knew that we didn't have as much of the ball as we usually have in the first leg, but we felt that when we got it on the counter-attack, we caused them an awful lot of problems, and that direct approach got us success on Wednesday night. Didn't happen as much today, you know, when we had the ball, but we defended really well and the shape was really good and nullified everything. They barely had a chance in the first half, and then once we got the goal in the second half, that killed the game off.
Altrincham won 2-1, two late goals from them, so it sets up one heck of a final, doesn't it, next week against them?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic, you know, connections on both sides. They've had a really good season. We'll go there as underdogs, you know, away from home against a team that finished above us in the league, and we all know what happened last time we were there, but it's strange how things have worked out. We picked Boston to the last spot in the playoffs, which was my first game in charge. Then we've beaten Ferriby, which, you know, was where the turnaround started, and Altrincham's a game now that we go to where you know, a few months ago was probably my lowest point, certainly, and probably the club's lowest point of the season. So hopefully we can go there and get a result this time.
They'll be hot favourites. Can we win it?
Of course we can, yeah. You know, we go there, we're in good form. We've only lost once in 18, 19 games, but likewise they're in good form. But if we go out there and play the way that we're capable of, then we've got a chance of winning it. But it should be a closely contested game. You know, the playoffs have been tight this year. Only sort of 6 or 7 points have separated the whole four teams. So, you know, we'll respect what they do, but we'll be going there to win the game and imposing ourselves on it.
Thanks, Mark.